this is one of the examples that we had looked at, and we didn't really answer the question. And it was a scenario where we have a CBO partner wanting to share its client information with provider partner. And we said, maybe it can share it, but we don't really know that much about CBO partner. So we can go through the things that we've learned so far in our analysis. Is CBO partner a HIPAA-covered entity? We know that if it's a HIPAA-covered entity, it either needs written consent to share its client information, which would be PHI, and that consent would have to follow HIPAA's requirements, or we can see if a HIPAA exception applies. The most likely relevant one would be for a treatment purpose. And if the disclosure is for a treatment purpose, then we would know that CBO partner can make the disclosure even without written consent. If CBO partner is not a HIPAA-covered entity, on the other hand, then obviously it does not have to follow HIPAA. Well, is CBO partner a facility? It's not covered by HIPAA, but is it a facility? If it is, then we know that facilities have to follow the Mental Hygiene Law, Section 3313. And so in order to make the disclosure to provide our partner, this facility would have to follow 3313's consent requirements. And however, we also know that without the written consent, CBO partner wouldn't be able to share information because provider partner in this example is not the type of facility or entity that would satisfy disclosures for a treatment purpose, because we've already looked at the fact that those disclosures under the mental hygiene law are narrower than under HIPAA. Is CBO partner a covered entity and a facility? If yes, then we know that we have to follow both laws, HIPAA and the mental hygiene law. So CBO partner will either need a written consent, and we know that that consent would have to follow both laws, HIPAA and mental hygiene law 3313. Although HIPAA would allow a disclosure for a treatment purpose, mental hygiene law section 3313 would not, because it only allows such disclosures to another facility. And so because it wouldn't allow it, the disclosure couldn't happen because 3313 is more stringent. And as we have said over and over, HIPAA directs that an organization or, you know, a covered entity or a business associate that's subject to both HIPAA and another state law follow the more stringent state law.